It's 8:35 on this Thursday morning. A little cloudy out there, but yeah, clouds are good too. It makes it feel a little bit better in the morning.
A little bit.
You're going to warm up though. We'll be in the mid-90s again today. Janet Larson, we have a special guest in studio this morning.
We do.
Yeah, Jody Horner, our president of Midland University. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Great to be here.
Yeah. It's been all of a sudden we've ramped up to full speed, huh?
Oh, 0 to 60 in a matter of a couple of days. I was just saying my voice might be a little hoarse this morning from cheering on the Midland Warriors at the volleyball game last night. So
yeah, good crowd, and that's just a good example. We started off earlier this week with a really fun event, the Back to Business Bash at Hopkins Arena.
We did. It was fantastic, and I just really want to give a shout out and a huge thank you to all of the businesses and organizations that came out to support our students. We had over 75 organizations represented, and it just sends such a strong message, especially to our new students, that the community is behind them. So job opportunities, internship opportunities, places to worship, free stuff. Students loved it.
Yeah.
Well, and I have to say, everybody we met, every student we met, they were just so polite and asked great questions, and they're just always a pleasure to meet.
Well, I'm privileged every day to see and be with them on campus. We've got an awesome class coming in. So
yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun just to meet the kids, and I think they really appreciate it, because sometimes you get that feeling where you may not be as welcomed, and this is really a great event to kick it off, I think.
Right. About 57% of our students come from Nebraska, so the majority, but we have a lot of students who come from out of state, and you're right, Chris, just seeing the community welcome them with open arms is a great feeling.
And so international. We met somebody from Argentina, a couple gals from Canada. I was going to say Canadian, but yeah, it was really fun to talk to them.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about enrollment and maybe give us some of the details there.
Well, details are coming soon. Here's the way it works. We take a snapshot every year of our enrollment 10 days into the semester. That kind of allows things to settle down a little bit. So that snapshot will actually take place on September 12th. We call that Census Day. So give me a little bit here before I have the official numbers. But at this point, it's looking like our enrollment will be up this year. And we're just really glad. Like I said, we're welcoming an awesome class and have a lot of returners this year. Our residence halls are all full, which is great.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, are you able to accommodate everybody that's living on campus?
We do. We have a 2-year residency requirement. So our freshmen and our sophomores are required to live on campus. Like I said, our dorms are going to be chock full. Juniors and seniors have the option to live on campus, but they also many times move off campus and find apartments and rentals around town. So
yeah, it's close by, though. You have such a great location in Fremont. Makes it easy for kids to have access to everything.
And they're so busy all the time. I said between work and practices and academics, I think sleep is overrated when you're a college student. Right?
For sure. Last night, you were partaking in volleyball. There are so many sports at Midland. Do you know all the rules to all these sports?
No, I don't even come close to being an expert, but man, you're right, with 33 varsity sports at Midland, we are the largest athletic department in the state of Nebraska. We're going to have over 1,000 student athletes this year. They make up close to 80 to 85%, I don't know the exact numbers this year quite yet, of our students. So you and I both know, Chris and Janet, that our students are active, they're passionate about what they do, and man, they're off to a great start. We had 2 soccer wins last night, big volleyball win against Doan. Football had an awesome home opener last weekend. They'll be back at Heaton Field this Saturday at 1 p.m. to play Hastings, so off to a great start.
Yeah, it is. Everything seems to be clicking pretty well right now. With that, though, we're already into September now, September 1st. So homecoming's not far away, is it?
No, so homecoming is right around the corner. Actually, September 23rd through 25th is homecoming. We have a full slate of activities planned. That is a busy weekend for all of us, but really a chance to welcome home our alumni. For those of you who want to see the full schedule of events, it's available online at alumni.midlandu.edu.
Okay.
And it'll be a great weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't want to skip through some of the fine arts sides of the fine arts side. There's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Absolutely. The arts students actually had their orientation and welcome back retreat. They're one of the funnest group of students on campus. They're always doing crazy things, and they've already started rehearsing for their first show, which will be School of Rock, and that will be performed over homecoming weekend. I know it is going to be a fun one, and our students are so talented. It's great to get out and see them. Public is obviously welcomed, and you can check out tickets at www.midlandu.edu.
That's a fast turnaround. If they just started school and they're in 3 weeks, they're going to be performing?
Yep.
That's a lot of work.
They do a crash course and are at it right away. It starts right the minute they show up on campus. So it'll be a great performance and a lot of fun.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Over the summer, it does seem like you added quite a few new people to your mix of your staff. And seems like a lot of younger people, right? I mean, it's a good mix of people, and you've added some positions, I think, too, maybe?
We have. It's a tough labor market. We all are feeling it in the community, and so we have had some turnover. I mean, the good news, and sometimes it feels a little bit like musical chairs, we have found some great talent, both in our coaching staff and our faculty ranks and in our general staff positions. So we still got some open positions. Those are always available on our website, so check them out. But we've got a great team over at Midland. I'm blessed every day to show up to work and be able to walk alongside them and have a lot of fun doing it.
I know last year it seemed like you talked a lot about being relevant. Do you have a theme for this year, I guess, would be my last question.
Well, let's take that word and continue it.
There
How
we
about
go.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
The mission at Midland University is unchanged, and our mission is to inspire people to learn and lead in the world with purpose. And I love that "in the world with purpose" part. Mm-hmm. Really means that we ask our students to get outside of the four walls of our campus. And that could be anything from international travel. We have a group going over to Ireland this year to study abroad. But it also could be in the Fremont community here. And again, our community is so gracious in welcoming our students for jobs and internships. Fun fact, 77% of our students actually stay in Nebraska upon graduation. So I said 57% of our students come from Nebraska, 77% of them stay right here in the state. So I always like to brag that Midland is contributing to the brain gain and not the brain drain.
Yes, I like
fun
it.
Fun fact.
Yeah,
we're proud
very
of
good.
That.
If somebody has an idea or if they have something they want to talk to you about, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You know, there's a chat bot on our website now. That's a new addition. And anything there gets routed to the proper person at Midland. So if you go to www.midlandu.edu and just type in the chat, whatever your question is, they'll route it to me or whomever in the university can help you. So nice, quick, easy way to get answers.
Yeah, that makes that it is. Really easy. And not as threatening or intimidating if you're new on campus and you don't know who to go to. It kind of takes that away, and then you know the person, and then you can move on from there. So.
Right, and you don't have to search or click a whole bunch of places.
Right.
Just type your question in the chat.
Nice.
We'll get you to the right person.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You have 33 sports that are on campus. What's your favorite?
Oh,
Chris.
Here's what I do, Chris. I have no favorites. I love them all. I laugh because every team wants me to wear their t-shirt.
Right.
And I said, that would be too many t-shirts or hoodies in my closet. So I only wear generic middling gear.
There you go.
So yep. You'll never see me in a volleyball or a football or a soccer sweatshirt. Always generic Midland. I love them all, and our student athletes are an important part of our campus community. Just so excited to have everybody back.
Yeah,
kind you of bet. Like love the one you're with.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah, Jody, thank you. We appreciate you taking some time this morning.
Right. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah. Jody Horner, president of Midland University, with us this morning. 8:45. We're going to talk to Julie Sleister with Lifehouse next, right after a little Huey Lewis in the news on Fremont's Morning Mix.